The over 50s Cricket World Cup 2020 happening in Cape Town until the 24th of March. And a person who's been following it and reporting on it, Neil Manthorpe, cricket correspondent with MWP Media. Neil, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thanks for having me.
In light, obviously, of COVID-19, one of the questions that did come through earlier is, why is the tournament still going on?
Well, the tournament organizers are in constant communication with the relevant departments and the health department. It's not a big crowd thing, Africa. The crowds of, well, for South Africa games, I guess the crowds have been maybe 200 or 300 so far, and the teams have arrived from all over the world. I don't know. I'm a big enthusiast of the tournament and the concept, and I've been helping the organisers out with some media, but I'm not in a position to say why the tournament is carrying on, except to say that I don't think that a crowd of 200 or 300 could be regarded as a large gathering.
Indeed. It is expected that the president and the cabinet will announce drastic measures, and I think they'll be capping gatherings at 1,000, which means the people who are attending the 2020 Over 50s Cricket World Cup will certainly be coming in under that. It is actually an amazing tournament, Neil. In all fairness, I didn't even know that this tournament existed until you started tweeting about it, and I went, hey, it's happening right here in Cape Town, and it's free access to the various ovals where you are playing. How has it gone so far?
I think it's been fantastic. It's been brilliant. Yeah, as you said, the tournament's being staged in and around Cape Town. The next round, round four. In fact, it's the round three today. South Africa are playing against India at Langa Cricket Club. And then round four, we go out into the Winelands around Franschhoek and Stellenbosch. England were beaten by 2 runs by South Africa in a very exciting finish and that was the school round, round two. South Africa played at Wynberg Boys High. There were games at Bishops and Redham and Rondebosch Boys High. It's creating. I'm not sure whether the amount of attention that the tournament is picking up is because so many other sporting events and tournaments have been cancelled. Suddenly people are going, oh my goodness, there's nothing going on. Oh, what's this? But it is, I'll be honest, Africa. When I was 30, I thought over 50s cricket was a little bit of an embarrassment. You know, my feeling was, guys, do something more appropriate. You know, take up golf, bowls or dog walking, you know, let it go. It's a young man's game. And it's not, you know, it's not. The guys have still got the skills. I think it's fantastic, I must say. So the tour is being sponsored by Evergreen Lifestyle, which is very appropriate and somewhat sardonic, I think. It's a very clever sponsorship. Retirement villages sponsoring a tournament for over 50s. But I think it's been going down very well.
Indeed. Two pools obviously competing. Pool A has Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, West Indies and Zimbabwe. And we are in Pool B alongside England, India, Pakistan, Namibia and Wales. What is the likelihood, Neil, that come the 24th of March, should the tournament continue until then, that South Africa is going to be one of the teams in that final match at Newlands?
We'll have to wait and see, I suppose. They're going very well in the group stages, 2 wins out of 2. Big game coming up against Pakistan. But maybe the over 50s will be unlike any other World Cup teams and will actually do very well in the knockout rounds rather than just doing well in the group stages. I think very strong. There are 5 former internationals. Alan Dawson has been in astonishing form. He didn't play for 10 years and was persuaded out of a very, very long retirement. You may remember he was a stalwart for Western Province, played 2 test matches, 19 one-day internationals, and he's been in brilliant form with the bat and the ball. There's Peter Stratham, Henry Williams, Louis Kuhn. So there's some serious cricketers in the squad, And in the last over-50s World Cup in Sydney in 2018, the team didn't take it particularly seriously. And because it was in Sydney, there's a financial element to selection as well here, because every player has to pay their own way.
Yes.
You know, it being an amateur tournament. So this time, South Africa are taking it very seriously. They've got some really seriously good cricketers in the mix. They don't have an established veterans league like other countries, like England and Pakistan and Australia and New Zealand. But veterans cricket, over 50s cricket, surprisingly, it was a surprise to me, is the fastest growing age group in the game of cricket. You know, faster than youth cricket and faster than any other sort of normal age group established cricket. So I think they'll be there. I think they'll reach the final on the 24th. I reckon that is on the proviso that the tournament carries on, as you said, Africa.
Of course. Neil, thank you very much indeed. As Neil Manthorpe indicated there, India taking on South Africa in the third round of the match. That match taking place at the Langa Cricket Club. They'll then play Pakistan in round four. That's at Bridge House School. Round five, they take on Namibia in Rondebosch. And then it's up to the playoffs and the semifinals after that. I do hope they allow this tournament to continue until the 24th, so that if nothing else, we have a little bit of sport.